This week's parsha is Parshas Korach, and in Parshas Korach we have the famous rebellion led by Korach, a cousin to Moshe and Aaron, against the leadership of Moshe and Aaron. The parsha begins Parshas Korach, Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Tes Zayin. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. We have his lineage, and Korach took with words. Korach was the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kahas, the son of Levi. Vidasun va'aviram, the famous troublemakers in the desert. B'nei Eliab, the sons of Eliab, Va'om ben Pelas, and Om ben Pelas, B'nei Reuven, from the tribe of Reuven, and Vayakum lefnei Moshe, Va'anashim b'nei Yisrael, they stood up before Moshe with men of the B'nei Yisrael, Chamishim u'Masayim, they got 250 other men to join the rebellion. They were men of renown, Kiriye Moled, Anshei Shem, so they were important men who joined this rebellion. Vayikahalu am Moshe v'Aaron, and they gather in great strength against Moshe and Aaron. And what do they say? Rav lachem, much you have taken for yourself, Moshe and Aaron. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. The entire assembly is holy. Uvetocham Hashem. God is amongst all of them. Umadua titnasu al kahal Hashem. Why do you pride yourselves? Why do you raise yourselves? Why do you exalt yourselves over the assembly of God? When Moshe hears and he falls upon his face and he speaks to Korach and the entire assembly. And he says, in the morning, Hashem will make known whose is his and who is holy. He will bring close to him and who he has chosen. What will we do, says Moshe, in the morning we will take fire pans, machtos, Korach and the entire assembly. You will put fire into the fire pans. You will put ketores, the mixture of incense spices, into the fire pans before God. And the one who God has chosen, he is the Holy One, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, enough to you, the sons of Levi. First of all, who was Korach that he is contesting the power and the leadership of Moshe and Aaron? So again, the opening pasuk tells us that Korach is the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kahas, the son of Levi. Let's just do a little bit of family tree. Levi, of course, comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov begged God that his name should not be written with this machloka. So there's Yaakov Avinu, then there's Levi, then there's Kahas. Kahas had four sons, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. Those are the first four sons. So Amram was the Bechor, and Amram had Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. These are the three leaders in the desert. Moshe is like the king, Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, Miriam is the leader of the women. The next son is Yitzhar, that is Korach's father. So Korach and Moshe and Aaron are first cousins. Their fathers, Amram and Yitzhar, are brothers. Then there's Hebron, and then there's the youngest son, and that is Uziel. So Rashi says that Moshe chose Elzaphan ben Uziel, Korach's youngest first cousin, to be the prince over the tribe, and he was very insulted. Korach said, why did you skip over me? What's wrong with me? If you, Moshe and Aaron, the son of the eldest Amram, took Gedula for yourself, the next one in line for prominence in our tribe is me, Korach. I am the son of Yitzhar. You went to the youngest brother of our father's uncles. You went to Uziel and you chose his son, Elzaphan, to be the Nasi, to be the prince, to be the important one. I am jealous. The Gemara also tells us that Korach was jealous of the leadership of Moshe and the kohuna of Aaron Kohen. So either way you look at it, he was jealous of the prominence of his first cousins. He does not just want to be a Levi. He wants Gedula for himself. And in fact, when he comes to Moshe and Aaron with the claim, he famously says, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Gimel, Rav Lachem, it is much for you. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. The entire assembly is holy. God is amongst all of us, says Korach. Who are you to take power for yourselves? Rav Lochem. And interestingly, in Pasuk Zion, when Moshe answers Korach and he says, listen, guy, calm down. You're going a little bit extreme. Be happy with who you are. You're a Levi. Being a Levi is fine. If that's what God wants you to be. You don't need to be the Kohen Gadol like Aaron. You don't need to be the prince like our cousin Uziel. You don't need to Elzaphan ben Uziel. You don't need to be the king like me. You should happy be being a Levi. What does Moshe say to Korach? Rav lachem b'nei Levi. Enough for you. So Korach puts out to Moshe, Rav Lochem, enough for you and Aaron. And Moshe says back to Korach, Rav Lochem, of course we know the end of the story. God chooses Aaron a Kohen. He shows who is the appointed one and the anointed one. The ground will open up and it will swallow Korach and his entire assembly. I would like to focus today for our shiur on these words, Rav Lochem, that Korach hurls as an insight to Moshe. And then Moshe says back to Korach in answer, Rav Lochem b'nei Levi. I now quote from Hagaon Rav Pam Zatzal. Okay? And Rav Pam Zatzal teaches so beautifully. I quote from the Sefer Avor from Rav Pam, Art School Sefer. And I quote a very beautiful interpretation and insight that is actually a positive spin. Okay, Rav Avram Yaakov Akoyim Pamza says as follows: the motivation for Korach's rebellion against Moshe was his jealousy that Aharon and not he had been appointed as Kohen Gadol. The Ramban, Rav Pam quotes the Ramban, explains Moshe tried to explain to Korach and his followers, Hashem honored them; they were Levim with all the privileges that come along with being Levim. They should have been happy with this zechus. They should not be asking for more. However, Rav Pam quotes the Gemara Maseches Sota that says Moshe was punished for using the expression Rav Lochem in Pasuk Zayin when he answers Korach, and he says, listen, just calm down, Korach. He says, Rav Lochem, it is enough for you. And the Gemara points out in Maseches Sota that Moshe was actually punished for this, because when he besieged Hashem 515 times for the privilege of going into Eretz Yisrael, Parshas V'Aschanan in the book of Devarim, he was told his request was refused. And listen carefully to the Pasuk. Sefer Devarim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chavav. Vayis'aber Hashem bi lema'anchem, God was angry at me because of you, says Moshe. V'lo shama Eli, he did not listen to me to allow me to go into Eretz Yisrael. V'yomer Hashem Eli, God said to me, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Loch, it is enough for you. Al tosef daber Eli od b'davar zeh, stop speaking to me about going into Eretz Yisrael. Well, you know, and I stress this all the time in my teachings, that not one word in the Torah is superfluous, and if there are phrases that match up, it is with intent. So Korach comes to Moshe and Aaron, and he says, Rav lacham, you took enough power for yourself. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim, we're all holy. Moshe answers back by saying, Rav lacham b'nei Levi, you should be happy with what you have, Korach and b'nei Levi. Stop complaining that you are more. But when Hashem tells Moshe you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, he says, Rav Loch, enough for you. And the Gemara says that this was a punishment for Moshe saying to Korach and his Ada, Rav Lochem. Hashem said back to him, Moshe, Rav Loch, you're telling Korach enough for him. I'm telling you, Moshe, enough for you. Asks Harav Pamzatzal, what is the relationship between these two expressions? It is enough for you. And now he quotes Rav Chaim Shmulevitzatzal in Asichos Musar. Although Korach's rebellion against Moshe was undoubtedly sinful, there was one aspect that had some merit, which is very interesting, because usually we think of Korach as a real bad guy, as a real misplaced, misguided individual in his Avodas Hashem. No, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, there was one aspect that had some merit. Although they were privileged to be Levim, and they could have been happy with that, there was a positive aspect to the desire of Korach to be Kohanim. They wanted to become even closer to Hashem by performing the Avoda. And so Rav Pam writes, their striving for Aliyah Ruchanis, a spiritual elevation, was a positive aspect, and Moshe Rabbeinu was held accountable for thwarting this aspect of their striving for growth. Imagine that. In a bad guy like Korach, in someone who has such rishus, in someone who has such kina, taiva, and kavod, there was one aspect of good, and he wanted a little more ruchnius for himself. And when Moshe put that down, when Moshe quelled his rebellion by saying, Rav lechem b'nei Levi, isn't it enough that God made you Levim? Without understanding that there was a desire for a growth in ruchnius, Hashem punished him, mida kenega mida. That's the very next sentence of Harav Pam. Hashem punished Moshe, mida kenega mida, measure for measure. When he told Moshe, you are not going into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe pleaded with him, please annul the decree. Please let me in. And what did Hashem say? You want to acquire more spirituality through the performance of mitzvahs unique to Eretz Yisrael? Rav Loch. Enough for you, Moshe. Quote, be satisfied with what you have. You told Korach and his followers, Rav Lochem, you have enough for yourself. Be happy with Levi. Why do you want to strive for more? I tell you, Rav Loch, Moshe, enough for you. Teaches Rav Pam, there is an additional concept here, besides the lesson of how Hashem punishes a person, mida kenegel mida. Quote, how careful one must be not to discourage someone who is striving for spiritual growth, exclamation mark. This is a common occurrence with teenagers and young adults. They become inflamed with a desire to steig, to learn more, to do more mitzvahs, to strive in spiritual growth. At times this might lead to overdoing it. A parent must seek competent Torah-based guidance and how to cultivate that desire for spiritual growth, how not to stifle one's desire for spiritual growth. At the same time, says Rav Pam, care must be taken not to allow it to go on an unhealthy extreme, which would be more harm than benefit. But when you see someone who's striving for ruchnius, even if sometimes it is misguided, even if sometimes they need help getting back on the path, the proper response is not rav lachem, you have enough ruchnius for yourself. We should always be helping others around us, whether it's someone in our home, whether it's our children, whether it's our students, whether it's someone who comes to seek our attention, whether it's a chozer b'teshuvah that we know. We must always strive to help those who are striving to grow more. And the Gemara goes so far as to say is that because Moshe put down the rebellion of Korach by saying, Rav lachem b'nei Levi, you have enough. Calm down. You don't need more for yourself. Of course, Moshe's intentions were l'shem shemayim, and Korach's intentions were not l'shem shemayim. But somewhere in his neshama, he wanted more ruchnius. It's a tafkid of the leader, the teacher, the rabbi, the mora, to pick up on that striving for growth and help the child cultivate and grow stronger, grow brighter, grow better, and never to squash the desire for growth. Shem went so far as to say to Moshe, Rav lach, al tosef daber elai od b'daber zeh. You think you want to go into Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvos? You have enough mitzvos in Chutz Arts. You're not going in. What a strong Musar Haskel for all of us in our interactions with those around us and ourselves as well. If we have a desire for ruchnius, we should never let our Yetzer Hara say, you know what? It's enough for you, Michal. Stop learning. Stop doing. Stop going to Shiurim. Stop saying Tehillim. Enough for you. We always must go against our Yetzer Hara, who says you have taken enough for yourself. And we must always strive to grow ever higher in our Avodas Hashem. I wish you all a wonderful day. I thank you for learning with me and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov to all.